This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. There's a stereotype that San Francisco's tech people are a pampered lot. This story probably won't help. But hey, where there's a will, there's a valet, or at least an app that'll get you one. Released this week, it's called Lux Valet, and it lets you tell the valet person where to meet you. When you get there, no need to parallel park. You just get out and let the person park it for you. Do we need this, and will it become a thing? Marketplace's Queen of Kim takes a look.
All right, so where am I going?
Where I was going was downtown San Francisco during a workday when it's impossible to find parking. Lucky for me, the techies have an app. I pull out my iPhone, click on a parking app called Lux, and tell it where I'm going. I got places to go, I got people to see. When I arrive, Kelda runs up to meet me. She's my Lux valet.
How long are you staying today?
For about an hour.
I asked Kelda, how'd she know what side of the street I was going to be on? She takes out her iPhone.
I have it right here on the app. Yeah, so you can see where you're coming from.
Oh. Kelda takes my car to a parking lot that Lux has partnered with. For this service, I pay $5 an hour with a $15 maximum. Not bad for valet parking in downtown San Francisco.
Parking is a $30 billion industry in the United States alone.
That's Curtis Lee. He's the CEO of Lux Valet. He says Lux isn't just providing a luxury, it's using technology to tackle real transportation problems.
30% of traffic is caused by people looking for parking. And in parts of San Francisco, that amounts to 27 minutes on average.
Of people circling around. When I'm ready to leave, I pull out my app to get my car.
I call it the instant gratification economy.
Liz Gaines is a reporter at Recode. She says it started with services like iTunes. With one click, Apple could zap a song to your computer. And now smartphones are bringing it into the real world.
You push a button on your phone and get rides through Uber and Lyft.
And now you can get valet parking with the push of a button, too.
So there's a couple of big challenges. One is
these parking tech companies probably don't make sense outside of densely populated cities.
And you're dealing with real world goods and services.
Unlike, say, a digital music file, you can't just zap up hundreds of parking spaces. And you need real people in the real world to provide the service.
One of the ways that these companies are doing that is they're working with people who are not full-time employees, but are instead contractors.
And that introduces real-world labor issues. In other words, as the instant gratification economy tries to move offline, tech companies are losing their online advantage and facing many of the same problems brick and mortars do. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.